This is 88.9 FM and HD1. I'm Jill Roberts. We bring you lots of stories here on WQCS, and sometimes, just sometimes, we get to find out how they've been received in the community. Take the Little Free Library, now standing in Sewell's Point. The idea came from a story on NPR's All Things Considered. It's an international effort to share books, and we were there when the Little Free Library was installed last year.
I said, oh my gosh, I heard this story, it's so fabulous. And everybody in the community was like, okay, Karen, sounds great.
Karen Jansen is a member of the community's cultural committee. She and other committee members unload the little free library to be installed. It resembles a birdhouse, large enough to hold maybe a dozen or so books.
It is little. It's like a little baby house, and ours was actually based on the historic Henry Sewell House, which is now located in Indian Riverside Park. But basically what it's there for is for people to put in their favorite books, children's books, adults' books, anything that they love to read. And anybody can come in here and take one out, and if they liked it, put something else back in that they enjoyed reading.
The little library reflects community spirit and was constructed by community member Russell Robertshaw.
It's all screwed and glued together with stainless. It's not a piece of anything that can rot in there that I know of.
And where better to read one of these books than in a park? The groups gathered to install the Little Free Library in Sewell's Point Park, right across from the town hall. It provides a quiet place to sit by the river. As we mentioned earlier, this is a global effort, as Karen Jansen, who spearheaded this project, discovered.
In Montana last summer, it's not registered because I went to look for it, but here in the middle of the woods, like 2 miles into a hike, there was like this little house with books in it.
This particular project is an official part of the global effort. Tina Chekadowski, a lieutenant with the Sewell's Point Police Department, helped with the registration.
So it's kind of neat to be a part of that whole global type of thing, that it's not like just a little local thing, that you can go anywhere. And if you do a little bit of research online, they show they're in people's homes, they're in parks, schools. I mean, they're everywhere and in places you'd expect to find them and not expect.
And so we now have a little free library in Sewell's Point. There are actually several of them along the Treasure Coast, one in Vero Beach and one right here on the campus of Indian River State College in Fort Pierce. We'd like to invite you to consider for a minute stories you may have heard on our station which encouraged you to do something new, or maybe make a change in your life, or just made you laugh or cry. Consider these moments as you become a member of WQCS with your donation. Just how much are those moments worth to you? You can become a member of WQCS by visiting our website, wqcs.org. There you can make your secure donation, or you can give us a call. That number is 1-888-286-8936. There are several ways to contribute. You can pledge a lump sum or have a certain amount each month charged to your credit card. If you'd like to send a check, our mailing address is 3209 Virginia Avenue, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. And thank you for listening today and considering your contribution. I'm Jill Roberts.